Good morning, Tipple Timers. This morning, you're not just getting a tip. I'm giving you the whole tipple. It's a beautiful Monday morning. We got a lot to cover today, so let's jump in. Well, it's just this past weekend was my birthday. Yeah, my boys spent them Christmas money from their gam-gam to get me my favorite candy. Everybody say it with me, all right? Licorice. And got me a ticket to the WWE SmackDown Showdown Saturday night at the fairgrounds, all right? My favorite wrestler of all time, get this, Professor Scientist, went off head-to-head with his arch-nemesis, Bishop Briggs. Bishop sure gave him a hard time and run for his money that night, but the professor had something cooking in his beaker that took Bishop out of wrestling forever. I never seen a fight like that one, folks. Two powerful men in harmony like that, it just puts a fire in my belly. I can't explain it. It must be why I had such a bad acid reflux all day yesterday. You know, those boys of mine are just heavenly angels. Made their tattoo ball like a baby on his birthday. I want to take a short break here to announce the sponsors, so we'll be right back with Tipple Time. This Tipple Time episode is brought to you by Pep Boys. They usually do stuff for less, y'all. Pretty good stuff. Now, I have to clarify, Cousin Tommy made me. That Pep Boys company didn't give me any money, but Tommy, my cousin, he works there, and just last week, he let me borrow $5, so I think I got that money from working. I think he got that money from working. So, it makes sense, you know. Also, my neighbor Marty is listening today, so, hey, Marty. All right, we're back, and to kick things off from the break, I got a riddle for you guys. It's a tough one. What goes down but never comes up? I'll give you a hint, it ain't the sun, because that comes up every morning. Hell, I just saw it outside. Mail me in your answers if you think you got it. Alright, so a funny thing happened. I got a big flat tire last week during that big storm, and I skidded right into a tree. Well, I don't remember much after that, but I got home. And she still drives like a beauty. It's all right. Now, I got a weird request through the mail. I got a longtime listener who wants to keep his name secret. And he's telling me how him and his lover aren't intimate anymore. Well, this listener and his wife, they love the sound of my voice. And he asked me to read some erotica this episode. To spice it up in their bedroom. Isn't that crazy? Well, I wrote down a little something. Let's see if it does the trick, Derry. Oh, fuck! I'm sorry, dear. I knew I wasn't supposed to say your name. It just slipped out. Well, I'm sorry. Alright, here goes nothing, Derry. Okay, so I titled this one, Good and Wet. A man and a woman are lying in bed together. Or the other, I don't judge, okay? Well, they're lying there, and this woman says, I want a baby. He says, all right, here we go. So he comes on her nice and smooth, and she loves it. So then he starts rubbing her little piggies. She says, cut it out, you're tickling me. He says, sorry, and puts her shoes back on. So they lay there, fully clothed, and he says, can I take my shirt off? She says, maybe later. So they're sitting there, and boy, that heat is rising. Well, it's in the middle of summer, so it's pretty hot. Well, then she rolls over and lays on top of him. Then they both start wriggling around on each other, and what do you know, a baby pops out. Well, I hope that did for you, Jerry. That's about all I know. Well, that's all the time we got, folks, but we'll be back next time. When you get a sipple of the tipple, you know you want to come back. So y'all tune in next time. Thank you.